Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck Dirty Hell. Immortal Technique.
Got guns too, nigga.
Killer Mike.
Fuck Terminator, nigga.
Brother Ali.
Fuck Lambo.
No. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follows you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of, but it's harder for the hooker that he beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States, ironically running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South, I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us in that position. They reflect the stereotypes of America's vision. They want us dancing, cooning and hollering, only respect us for playing sports and modeling. More than racism, it's staying your placism. More people are trapped in practical black racism. So fuck a civil war between the North and the South. It's between field niggas and slaves that are stuck in the house.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organization. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
Rich niggas, blood niggas, essay agents. Why the fuck we born with each other's population? The devil wanna dead all our population, people in folk nation. Why the separation? Why we got Jamaicans hating on Haitians? When the British and French rape both nations, Mexicans and blacks kill each other straight hating. While the government profits from prison population. If you on the bottom, be you Anglo or Asian, you gotta recognize the realness in what I'm saying. You gotta recognize another G ain't the enemy. When the police ride and kill us frequently, we gotta make you see where the truth be. If you achieve, then grow and develop GD. 50 years of gains and our people still poor. If we really run the streets, we should really end war.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration over.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. Happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hills and smells of North America. I open up this broadcast giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers who answers to many names. Some call that God Ukulu Kulu. Some call that God Yimenya. Some call that God Obatula. Some call that God Oshun. Some call that God Ogun. Some say Asar. Some say Aset. Some say Akhenaten. Some say Allah. But whatever name that you use, we give thanks to that mighty God on Black Power Radio for bringing us our warriors and our champions, our ancestors, those who paved the way for civilization, those who paved the way who are the mothers and fathers of mathematics, those who paved the way to be warriors. In this hour, we're thankful to them, and we're thankful to be able to struggle after falling in the hands of brute buck wild beast, after being slaves and traded by a slave trader, sold by even some of our own. We're thankful for our warriors who have given the call, and we're thankful for the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We are thankful for our national chairman and leader, our big brother, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who will be giving us the topic tonight, along with the attorney Mawali Davis, the great attorney Mawali Davis, on the topic, the insanity of the George Zimmerman verdict. The insanity of the George Zimmerman verdict. It appears that open season has been declared on the young black male and the young black female. Open season declared on black life and black people in general. Open season. It seems now that the state has given license for these crackers to kill your babies. And so we want to bring now on to Black Power Radio our host for tonight and featured keynote speaker for tonight. He is our national chairman, our five-star general, the brother who is organizing for September 7th, the Million Youth March in Harlem, New York. Let's welcome to our radio broadcast our attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power.
All right, Black Power, Black Power, my dear brother. I'm on the move right now, so I'm not going to be on long. I'm not going to be on long at all. And I want you to handle the broadcast. And mainly I want the people to speak tonight. The people's voice must be heard. We want to hear the unfiltered, undiluted, unwatered-down voice of the masses who are in pain and suffering in this hour. And so that's what God dictates in this hour, that you have your voice and your expression. So I will not try to take up too much time at all. I may answer one question or so, then I got to roll. Because right now, the situation is developing all around the nation, all around the country. People are in the streets, and people are rising up, and they're in the mood to resist, to exist. To resist, to exist, and if they're in the streets, I say I'm glad that they're in the streets. If they're going out to the streets to exercise all of their divine rights, also their rights under the Declaration of Independence, which calls for the removal of a government that is tyrannical and that has a long train of usurpations and ill deeds and atrocities. Certainly, black people, we are comparable, way more comparable to the British or the American plight under the British. We're suffering way more than the American did under the British. The black man and woman of America suffering under white America, her injustices. And so this is that hour right now where shocking and reality is many black people have become shocked that in 2013, that old no good Zimmerman, this criminal Zimmerman, this killer Zimmerman, old bloody George Zimmerman, he's a free man in this hour. And that this jury really reflects the thinking of white America. And they have established a law that has been in effect since 1555. And that is the law of a white man to kill a black man without cause. The right of a white man to kill a black man simply because he claims he fears the black man, even if the black man is unarmed and the white man is armed deadly to the teeth. That right, that white right, was enforced by that white jury in this white-ran, white-owned criminal justice system. Deja vu. And it's a stark reminder to those who are shocked and are hurt. Some of you are crying. But you need to learn about the wickedness of this system. You need to learn about how the black man has been treated ever since he came into contact with the white man on the shores of Africa. They have done what George Zimmerman have done to Trayvon Martin. This is a repeated pattern from a repeated killer, a repeated murderer, a repeated killing peoples. They have specialized in killing the black man. And that's why they identify with Zimmerman. And that's why he's white America's man. Don't tell me Zimmerman is not no white man. He comes from a Caucasian daddy, a Caucasian cracker daddy, and he comes from a Caucasian Spanish mama. Am I right? Am I right, John?
Go ahead, what's up?
There's a cracker on one side and a cracker on the other side. Whether they speak in English or Spanish, their job and their birthright is to kill the black man. Go to Puerto Rico. Go to Brazil. Go to Latin America. Everywhere you go where they have white skin, they are segregating against, discriminating against the black man and the black woman. They are denying, brutalizing, beating, and killing the black man and the black woman. South America, Central America, and North America. God damn it, Middle East, Northern Africa, and throughout the world, everybody wants to kill the black man. God damn it, even the black man. He's the most hated man on the 196,940,000 square miles. He's the most hunted man. And he's represented in this hour, the hated man, the black man, the hunted man, the black man. He is hated and hunted in this hour and is represented in Trayvon Martin. No empathy in this jury. No sympathy in this jury. No recognition, no moral recognition of the pain and suffering of this family. A cold-blooded, devilish ruling. Cold-blooded, ruthless, and demonic, and devilish ruling. That Zimmerman killed our little brother in self-defense. Self-defense, my ass. Self-defense. Bullshit. Trayvon was unarmed, and he had a right to defend himself against this criminal creepy cracker stalking him at 7:30 in the evening. There's no way if Zimmerman was a black man, he'd be a free man in this hour. There's no way if Trayvon Martin was a white youth, 17 years old, coming from getting Skittles, coming from getting some juice and walking home to his white mama and was gunned down by some disobedient black man who was armed and ignored 911 and killed that white youth, there's no way that black Zimmerman would be free if he were a black man. And no one can deny that's listening on this phone. White man, you can't deny it, and black man, you can't either. You cannot deny these facts. You are behind Zimmerman because you are behind the very concept in the law that you have the right to defend yourself against a nigger. That you have a right to kill a nigger if a nigger even look at you the wrong way. You are the master of set up and kill the black man. Set up and kill the brown man. You are the set up specialist. Oh, can you see the patterns and the parallels? For those who are in the listening audience, oh, I'm so sorry if you have believed that this was a government of justice, one for all. Oh, I'm sorry if you believed that this judicial system was fair and would turn out a fair jury and a fair verdict. Oh, I'm so sorry if you believed in civil rights, because my father taught me the white man ain't civil and he damn sure ain't right. And the stark reality right now is you own your own, black man. You own your own, black woman, and we are all we got. God's chosen people, we are all we got in this hour. We have no safe harbor. in the American judicial system. No safe harbor coming from the White House or the President of the United States. No safe harbor, no safe place of refuge, no protected zone that man can give us. Only God can cover us and cover down in this hour. And so as I prepare to open up in light of this outrageous, wrongful, ridiculous verdict, I say to you in this hour, black man and black woman, resist to exist. Whose streets? Our streets. Resist to exist. Whose streets? Our streets. And love ye one another. Settle your differences and settle your scores. We ain't got nobody but us, lost, found, aboriginal, Asiatic, Kemetic, black man and black woman from America and all over the earth. We ain't got nobody but each other. This system is not our friend. This court system is not our friend. The white man and the white woman are not our friend. Well, you say, I know some good ones, and this one's nice, and Susie was helping me over here, and Bob, help me over here. Let me tell you this. The few of them that are trying to do right are so minuscule and minute in power that it don't make a goddamn difference. The few of them that are trying to do good are so outnumbered and so overpowered and overwhelmed by an awesome white supremacist military, white supremacist government, white supremacist court system, white supremacist police department, white supremacist educational system, that the very few whites who are trying to do good are overwhelmed by the ones that mean us evil and harm, and by a system which by nature is born to kill us. We have no choice but separation in this hour. We have no choice but to come by the way of the New Black Panther Party in this hour. As an attorney and as a representative of Black Lawyers for Justice, I can tell you that I'm embarrassed at the American judicial system. I'm embarrassed at it. I mean, it has always had flaws, but it has always even been looked upon our people, even by me, as some kind of reasonable avenue for justice. That when the political system has failed us, and when the politicians in Congress and in the Senate and in the White House are twiddling their fingers while Rome was burning, at least some court decision would come down through the Supreme Court that would somehow or another give some relief, at least in this modern era. But we're back to Dred Scott right now, that a black man has no rights that a white man is duty-bound to respect. Trayvon had a right to his life. He had a right not to be molested and have his life snuffed out. And in a critical moment, in a critical case of racial profiling, in a critical case, this was not even a close call for no damn self-defense. This was an easy call for manslaughter and should have been second degree or first degree murder. But them jurors was making a statement to us. Them white women was making a statement for us. Well, one of them was a Hispanic or something, and she white too. You out there with that black skin, you are hated everywhere on the planet. You better face it and realize it, and we got to man up. If you got black skin, your ass is hated. And even if you light-skinned, if you got some of your skin, if you even got the features of the black man and black woman, if you got the mark of the black man and black woman, you will not escape either just because your skin is lighter. We are at war. I'll take some questions.
Yes, sir. The black nation is perplexed right now over the not guilty verdict. We just want to ask you, as our attorney, because I got this question on the streets. What are some things that the black father and the black mother can do to protect their children in this hour?
That's the most troubling aspect of this case, and we reach the limitations of counseling here, because normally when you have a tragic event, you can go back to your children and say, "My son, my daughter here who looks like Trayvon or traveling the same path as Trayvon," that this is what you should do this is what you should do, son. This is what you should do, daughter, so you won't be like, end up like Trayvon. But we're puzzled here. This is a gap we have here. Because Trayvon wasn't doing nothing wrong. His father was not absent in his life. He was not coming from robbing or stealing or doing nothing wrong. He was not deviating. And whatever he might have been doing, it's what young people of all races do as they grow up in life. So let's keep it real. What could Trayvon have done different? What could his daddy have done different? You know? And so this, it's troubling. The only answer to this situation of Trayvon's killer getting away and there being no justice for Trayvon, the lesson to our children and our babies is that racism is still alive in America. That is the message to this generation from this martyr, a man who have now been martyred. The message for Trayvon is you must teach the truth to your babies and don't water it down to your children. Tell them from 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old that the law in America have been that the white man have a right to kill the black man and get away with it. Get away with it scot-free, and that has been the history since we were brought here in 1555. Show your sons and daughters the lynchings, the killings. Show them. Then after you do that, after you show them how the real killer with his bloody jaws and his bloody hands have killed us over and over again, then you point them to the killing in the black community and show them how we have become killers after the real killer. But don't you go out there first telling our black youth and our babies, look how much we're killing this. Look how much, who do we get it from? We got it from the white man, robbed of a knowledge of self and taught to hate ourselves. And so when you're teaching our youth about Trayvon, you must remind them how precious black life is and that we must stop shedding each other's blood so we can unite against the real blood shedder. All blood in the black nation should forever, for now, cease to flow in the streets. In the name of Trayvon Martin, stop the killing and lock in to stopping the killer. Stop the killing and focus on the real killer. Stop killing each other, old black man and woman. And we don't even pay no attention to those who tell the new Black Panther Party, well, what about all the killing in your community? We don't have to explain nothing to you, white man of America. What the hell do we got to explain to you? What the work we doing in the community? You ain't going to give us credit for it anyway. You're not going to give us credit for the anti-violence work we do, the mentoring work we do. Think it, 7 out of 10 members here were former killers of self and killers of our brothers and sisters and robbers of ourselves in the community before they came into the new Black Panther Party, before they came into the Nation of Islam, before they came into black conscious groups. We ain't got to explain nothing to the white man about the work we do. The devil ain't going to give us credit for it anyway. So you want to draw our attention away from this problem because you know that this was a wrong and an injustice and there's no way to explain it away. There's nothing Trayvon could have done different, nothing his mama couldn't different, nothing his daddy can do different, could have done different. But there's something we can do different. And there's something we must do different. And we must forever change our way of thinking, our approach, and our attitude towards this system and towards our destiny. We have no choice but to build a nation of our own and separate. There's no justice coming for us inside of the United States of America. We must have land of our own. Now, either we're going to get some earth here, and either Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi are going to be given to us or taken from them by God and the angels and given to us. Or we'll build for our own in Africa. In the meanwhile, resist to exist and it's black survival pending revolution.
Yes, sir. There was a quote attributed to Minister King, Shabazz, and while he's locked up about some rioting or some people going through the streets and rioting at his call. Can you talk to that and tell us where that came from, the quote about rioting from Minister King?
Well, the enemy is always working, and he always works with lies. And so he gets on these computers and lies. King Samir Shabazz, our beloved brother and field marshal, who was behind bars and should be out very soon, has said nothing. He's behind bars. And so the Modern Patriot Act, the counterintelligence program, other sabotage forces would try to attribute words to us that are not true. King Samir Shabazz hasn't said anything. If you want to know what the New Black Panther Party official statement, official line, official teaching is on this subject where we are right now, you have to go to Twitter. Go to the Twitter account of the New Black Panther Party, or you go to our websites, newblackpanther.com and millionyouthmarch2013.com. newblackpanther.com, millionyouthmarch2013.com. That's where you can find out what we're saying. The people that are speaking on behalf of the New Black Panther Party at this hour, there's only three. And one is myself as the chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. The other one is our and my national spokesman, Minister Shah Kwali, and, of course, our national chief of staff, Minister Hashim Nzinga, are issuing the official party statements, whatever statements they are, because it ain't time for a whole lot of talk anyway. But this is who's speaking for the organization. So, no, King Samir did not say that. But King Samir should be out shortly, and we've been working hard to get him out. And there's no doubt about that. And he'll be out shortly in a few days. And that's good news. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. And we're pushing forward to the Million Youth March on September the 7th. And you've now said millions for Trayvon. How do we plan to honor Brother Trayvon Martin? What do we plan to do on that day as well for Trayvon Martin?
The Million Youth March 15th year anniversary has a theme. It has a theme. It's like the Million Youth March has always had a theme. In 1998, it was Black Power into the year 2000. But the Million Youth March theme right now in 2013 is Millions for Trayvon. Millions for Trayvon. We want everybody that's dissatisfied about this verdict, dissatisfied about this injustice, from whatever perspective you see it from, we want to see you in Harlem, New York, on 125th Street at the Adam Clayton Powell Building Plaza as thousands of us converge for our Million Youth March, Millions for Trayvon rally. Yeah, we got an answer for this. We got an answer. Now, for all of you who are out there in the streets and demonstrating and doing what you do tonight, Black Power to you. We love you. We got James Muhammad coming on the line tonight who's getting busy in Florida and all across Florida. He's on the line. He's going to be on the line in a moment. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. You're still with us.
With those who are in Florida because they're on the move tomorrow and in the evening, and he can give you a direct on-the-ground report from Sanford, Florida, because he's been in there and been on the front lines. He can give you a report. Others coming on the line today were at the Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building in New York. Young brother Mike and others, and Shah from New York and others, Yah and Opa, they probably call in from New York. Things are heating up, and I really don't know what all is going to be happening tonight. I'm hearing so much and seeing so much on the news. So all I can say is power to the people and resist to exist. But on September 7th is the big day. September 7th in Harlem, and during our convention, we're calling for a national summit of black leaders from September 5th to September 8th. National summit of black leaders at the National Black Family Convention, a national summit. Well, for 3 days, we are going to sit with each other. We're going to have to sit with each other and deal and with the legislation and the issues that's facing our people and form this united front. We may have to change the whole format of the convention, brother, from workshops and change it all to all black leaders just getting in the goddamn room and talking about survival and building this united front and building our nation and handling our emergency business. We have an emergency crisis. We're calling for an emergency summit from the September 5th through the 8th in New York at the Adam Clayton Powell office building. But the big day is Saturday, September 7th. Saturday, September 7th, we want to shut it down. 125th Street, we want to shut it down. New York City, we want to shut it down. All of y'all, they're talking about boycotts. I'm getting so many calls. Some of y'all want to boycott Florida orange juice. And you want to boycott this and that, all of that. Look, we need to hear from all of y'all. We need to bring everybody together so we can shut it down on September 7th. Shut it down so the world will listen to us and that we will listen to us. We're working on an answer to this. We're working on an answer to the cancer of white racism and white supremacy, an answer to the cancer that is killing us on September 7th. Zimmerman have not escaped justice. He have not escaped God's justice. He have not escaped the justice of God and his angels. He may have escaped justice from that courtroom in Florida. But God says in the scripture that a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So he teaches through his Messiah, the black revolutionary Messiah. He says, as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Another point in the scripture says that he who have taken our blood shall be given his own blood to drink like water. Another point in the scripture says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto you. There will be no sleepless nights for Zimmerman. There will be not probably no sleepful nights. There will be sleepless nights for him because he's a hated man throughout the hells of America and goddamn a hunted man. And that ain't coming from just no new Black Panther Party. That's coming from the whole nation. He's a hated man and a hunted man. And God have not gone to sleep. Justice never sleeps, as they say. Justice never sleeps. It always got one eye open. And so whatever the NAACP is doing with the Justice Department, let him pursue it. He should face a civil rights criminal trial. He was racially profiling Trayvon. He is a racist against the black man. He is a white man. And represents the white man, and he is backed by white folks. The white man put a whole lot into that jury. God damn it, Zimmerman is the white O.J. Simpson. He's the white one that they know got away. So Saturday, September 7th, we will have an answer. Saturday, September 7th in Harlem, New York, is the Million Youth March, Millions for Trayvon. We're expecting the parents of Trayvon. We're expecting his attorneys. We're expecting gang members there, rappers there, college students, the whole black family, revolutionaries, nationalists, civil rights. All of y'all need to come and see what Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and the New Black Panther Party, Minister Shah Kwali, King Samir, Hashim Nzinga, you need to come out and see what we got to offer for liberation because you ain't got nothing coming from nowhere else. No disrespect, I love you, National Action Network, but Al Sharpton, New Testament Al Sharpton, ain't nothing compared to Old Testament Al Sharpton. You're out there, National Action Network, and you need to come to the Million Youth March if you want some strong black leadership in this hour. Rainbow Coalition, Civil Rights Movement. Jesse Jackson is our elder, we love him, but he don't have what it takes in this hour. He's too weak in this hour. He's our elder, but he ain't made for this. All of you in civil rights, you need to come. We understand civil rights too. We lawyers too. We come from SNCC too. We need to see y'all September 7th in New York if you want real leadership, not leadership that's in the hip pocket of the enemy. You can't go with this leadership that's already bought out by the White House. The White House had told them to calm down. The White House had told them to accept the money that they're getting and to tone it down. Now, all of y'all that want free liberation and freedom, independence, and liberation, you want justice, you want some consoling from this, you want to know that black people standing up fighting back, that we're building a defense base, that we're trying to build a defense base against the Zimmons of this world, a black united front, saving our youth, teaching truth to our babies, being unafraid of our former slave master, then we want to see you in New York. Come to our summit, September 5th through the 8th, and come to our Million Youth March. We're all we got, black people. Stop hanging around these liberals. These white liberals ain't going to do nothing for you at the end of the day. And so that's what it is, man. It's a lot riding on the line, Sean. A lot riding on the youth. A lot riding on the legacy of Trayvon. A lot riding on the pain and the suffering and the healing for our people. Our people need healing in this hour. They need encouragement. They need guidance. They need healing. They need love. They need solidarity. They need power. They need justice. And so we tell y'all, if y'all back us in this hour, we won't let you down. If you'll back us up in this hour, we will be your battle axe and your weapons of war in this critical and this crucial hour. And so I say, before I take the next question, settle your differences in the black nation and the black community. Settle your differences against a common enemy. Stop killing each other. Don't let the white man sit up here as he's going crazy over the Twitter and the internet, these crazy dogs, these crazy vermin. You frothing, filthy vermin, with your filthy, frothing comments, you filthy beasts. Don't let them sit up here and watch us talk about how we're killing each other in Chicago and killing each other. Stop the killing, even if it's just to stop the cracker. Stop the killing, even if it's just to show the white man that you're not his nigga. Don't give him that advantage. Every time you get ready to cock the trigger to pull it on a black man, remember, this is what the white man wants me to do. He wants me to shoot my brother. He wants me to rob my brother so he can go off to the side with his devilish self and say, see how I got the niggers killing themselves? Don't give him that. When you get this teaching and this knowledge, it's supposed to make you stop the killing simply so you know you won't be the white man's nigger. Stop the killing just to stop the mockery of the cracker, even if you mad at a brother. And some of us make us do some stuff that make us want to kill each other. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes niggas is so crazy. But don't do it because you don't want to give the white man that advantage. Stop the killing of each other. Of each other. Let me take the next question, then I'm going to turn it over to you, brother.
Yes, sir. We want to take some calls so we know the callers are waiting. And if you wish to talk to Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the number to call is 646-478-4447, and you press the number 1. We'll take the first call here, area code 904-613. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio.
Hey, let me say one thing, though. Before I take that call, before that call come in, let me say something. I forgot. There's one thing I should say. Let me say one thing we can learn. We got to learn better self-defense tactics. And we got to teach our youth and our people, really, right away, better self-defense tactics. Because Trayvon should have been skilled and strong enough to just straight up disarm Zimmerman. That's what we got to learn. That when somebody is stalking you and one of these fools are stalking you, that he should have really been able to take him down and take him out and take his gun before he was able to kill him. And so we got to really dig deep on straight-up self-defense and people are baby self-defense. So when somebody's coming after you, you neutralize their ass early. Before they can get some gun in their waistband or out, you have to know how to train our youth to go for that gun early and get it from them. So we need stronger self-defense tactics amongst men and our youth and our people. Now that we must have. We have to get physically stronger So even if we're not armed, you can physically fight. You see, the white man relies on guns all the time because he's physically weak. So he's always talking about his gun is for Indians and for niggas. And his guns is because his ass can't fight, his ass is weak. And when he's facing the native people or the black people, he needs some bullets or some steel because one-on-one, he knows he's not a match. And we're getting to the point in the black community where y'all are relying too much on guns and not on physical strength. You got to get strong. You got to be able to fight a man one-on-one and win. You got to be able to fight an armed man one-on-one and in defending yourself, disarm that armed person that's coming to kill you. We got to get in tip-top shape in this organization and throughout this organization. And I want to set the example. We got to be in tip-top shape. If you're leading your organization, you should be able to physically take on anybody in your organization. Straight up, hand-to-hand goddamn combat. And so, go right ahead, James.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, call it 904-613, Black Power Radio, Black Power.
All praise to the Lord, Black Power, Black Power. All praise to the Lord, free the land, free the people. Brother Dr. Malik, Brother Sean, thank you for allowing us to come on and have a word from Jacksonville, from the state of Florida. Oh, man. You know, I'm so full, Doc. I have to say, if what you saw on television was nothing like what went on in Sanford, Florida. You only saw a small camera view. You didn't get to see police barricades, paramilitary units. You didn't get to see they had the courthouse surrounded. They had the army units behind the courthouse. You didn't get to see when we drove up, the brothers who were with me, Brother Ali and Brother Kojo and some of the others that just kind of lined up with us when we got there. We drove right into, as they say, the belly of the beast. We drove right up to the front gate. Everything was fine until they rolled that window down. When they rolled that window down, and this beast saw those Black Panther uniforms, it went from one officer looking into the window to 3, 4, 5 right around the vehicle. What y'all doing here? What you doing? Who? What? You had to see it. Brother Dr. Malik is right. We were ready to fight to the death. But the reality is, they say you got to turn around and go, so what's your business? Brother, they were censoring. They were controlling who came in and who came out. By the grace and mercy of Allah, we were invited by the media. And so we drove to the media area. And when we got there, we parked. We didn't even get out the car. And the U.S. Justice Department met us, and they walked us in. The reporters met us. Brother, you had to see this, hundreds and hundreds of reporters. When we walked in, they swooped down on us. They swooped down on us. They swooped down on us like a dog who hadn't eaten in a week. All type of questions. And we just walked in and lined up and started doing the work. Started handing out the literature for September 7th. We started handing out literature for this weekend, July 20th, mobilizing in Jacksonville, mobilizing in Sanford. We started handing out the literature. One of the pieces of literature, it said he's guilty of murder, not manslaughter. And that literature became the theme, and of those who heard it by television, that came from the New Black Panther Party, and they were shouting it. And they were shouting it so loud that you had white people shouting it. He's guilty of murder, not manslaughter. And so when we broke down, Doc, I'm cutting through the chase because when it finally, and the verdict was released, and Dr. Malik and the Twitter, thank the Twitter group for giving me some of the words to say. One of the things we said is this is a travesty. A black man can be killed in the streets of America like a dog. A white man can go home to bed like nothing never happened. That caught their attention. Then we said, which this whole term you see, national protest, again, that came from the New Black Panther Party, We stood there. We talked to the media about 4 minutes. And I whispered to the brother, tell these young people, they were called the Dream Defenders. They were called Trayvon, whatever they were. But the Dream Defenders and the others, I say, and because of this injustice, we're not advocating violence, but we're telling everybody in America, take to the streets, rise up. And so we're calling for a national protest. I said a national protest. And when we said that and we pointed to our young people, if you were looking somewhere in this country, you saw the young people and they all start chanting, the old people, the black, the Hispanic, some still crying. Guess what? They were yelling national protest. They were yelling national protest that they couldn't hear what we were saying. National protest. So our work is just beginning. We've organized, we mobilized. They're supposed to be in Tallahassee, Florida. There's about 300-400 that's going to go up, and they're going to sit in. They're not going to move. They're going to do what the old Panthers did. They're going in, and they're not moving. They're going to sit in the legislative seats and the legislative offices. They say they're not going to move until they get some justice or some clear answers on what's going to happen with Trayvon in this case. In the meantime, on the home front, we're going to be right here in Jacksonville. It has already been called the National Protest. It's called a 100-court protest rally for justice for Trayvon. The 100-court protest rally is supposed to take place across the country where everybody's supposed to swoop down tomorrow on the federal courthouses, at the doors, at the steps. Everywhere they go, they're going to know about what happened with Trayvon. And we're going to push the agenda. We're going to push the agenda for September 7th. We're going to push the agenda for July 20th, which is supposed to take place in Stanford and Jacksonville, the rally and the march for Trayvon, and also for Jordan Davis, the black man that was killed because his music was too loud. See, all this is happening in Florida. We sleeping. We getting calls from everybody. They're angry. They're upset. My phone got so many calls, I couldn't answer anybody because they killed the battery. They killed the battery. Right. I couldn't answer anybody. Oh, praise the dude a lot. Dr. Malik, so we're mobilizing, and we're going to be in the streets every night. Every night in the hood. Every night.
Stay in the streets. Give out your number so anybody that's in Florida or Georgia that wants to call, give out your number.
Yes, sir. Anybody want to join us? The number is 904-613-0729. 904-613-0729. If you want to text, save our babies. Save our babies. Doc, I will say this. We got to say, because if we don't know this, guess what? They were yelling black power. You know who started it? It was a Hispanic young lady who told me that she was from Costa Rica, and they were saying, she said, just sound just like us when we're out there saying, say what I say. And she said, they said, say it loud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Then she said, black, I say black, you say power. She said black. The whole everybody was out there thousand said power. But I'm going to tell you, this devil's wicked, Doc, and I'm going to stop. This devil blocked off the highways. They put down barricades. They had police cars. They had military vehicles. When that verdict was released, I said to me to look out there, this is amazing. Nobody else could get in. They stopped
people coming
from the community.
Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something about that court here. Let me say something. In 2011, for at least 4 different occasions in the year, 3 to 4, that it was all about the days of action. We had national days of action. And I was trying to tell y'all that a day like this was going to come when those that are you who are with us had coordinated national training on how to move and mobilize in the streets on a moment's notice. That's what the day of action was for. It was for the big day of action, which is a day like right now. And so they had all them barricades up, my dear brother. They had all them police there because they was expecting us. And they was expecting massive response or busing in there also from civil rights. And they damn sure had it for us. And so I think, without saying too much on this telephone, we know what happened with civil rights. They were told to stay away from the courthouse and don't order anything. They are all orders. I'm talking about NAACP leader Ben Jealous. No disrespect to NAACP. Love y'all. I'm talking about the leadership. Sharpton, Jesse, and all of them, which may be for the good of it, actually. But anyway, so those crowds didn't come. And we in the new Black Panther Party, you did good work by going in. But we had to be much stronger and need to be getting much stronger in this hour to do whatever we choose to do. Whatever move has to be made, above ground or whatever it is, has to be made. This is a serious time. And so if you want it in the state of Florida, we need some more strength in the state of Florida right away. We need backup in Florida because Florida's under attack. So we want you to call and text in this number. And anybody that doesn't want to put aside their petty personal differences for the liberation of our people and for the major battle, and anybody that would stop that process, inhibit that process, and would go against that process, and anybody in the Black nation that is not willing to put down pettiness and bitterness in order to unite for the liberation of our people while under attack, then they are an enemy to the party. They are an enemy to the movement. They are an enemy to the liberation struggle, and
yes,
most likely out of their goddamn mind.
Yes,
any Black person out here that's got a personal problem right now while we're under attack and won't put it down with their brother or their sister and focus on the real enemy is an enemy to the party. An enemy to the movement, and don't deserve no goddamn defense at no time, even when your ass is locked up for fighting with your goddamn wife. You won't even get a goddamn defense for that. Next question.
All right, Doc, thank you. Appreciate it. 904-613-0729. Call, brothers and sisters. Let's mobilize, mobilize, mobilize.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother James, for the report. We'll move to the next caller. Here's area code 269-599. You're on live with Black Power Radio. You're on with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our National Chairman. Go right here.
Black Power, Brother Chairman. This is Minister Justice out of New Jersey. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm standing, brother. I just came from downtown Newark. They shut it down. I mean, there was nobody shopping. Cars couldn't get through. It was amazing. The question that I have for you is, I'm hearing that the reason why they're not, Eric Holder and the president, they keep saying they investigate, and I really don't see what it is to investigate. However, they're talking about the bar being too high to reach in order for it to be federal charges brought against George Zimmerman. What do you have to say about that?
I would say that they're leading in the direction where they're about to go, that they're already telling you that they're not going to file no civil rights charges on Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you this, that the Obama administration and Eric Holder are not likely to file those charges, though they should be filed. And they're already softening you up for what they're about to tell you in a few moments. And so that will leave the NAACP down the avenue to ask the NAACP what's next and to ask the people what's next from the civil rights perspective. And so Zimmerman looks like he probably will escape direct criminal prosecution. However, he will be a hunted and hated fugitive from the people for the rest of his life. And so, according to what his attorneys say, that he is under constant death threat and death watch, and according to what his attorneys say, he could be killed at any moment. And he wears a bulletproof vest.
Oh, yeah, he wears a bulletproof vest and all of that, and he's somewhere.
Isn't that the same problem they had with our Minister Samir?
Well, that's true also. That's true on another level.
You know,
the bottom line to it, man, is we are at war, and justice going to come one way or the other, man. So,
yes, indeed.
So I say pray. I say pray to all y'all. Have y'all prayer vigils and pray. Just know which prayer to pray. And there's a lot of good ones in the Old Testament that call for the wrath of God on our enemies. The wrath of the evildoers that have done our people harm. So y'all pray real hard.
Well, I say pray, but pass the ammunition. Also, I'm saying that.
But that might be your. That might be part of your prayer. Those are the kind of prayers we pray. Prayers don't have to always be for mercy and forgiveness. When them Jews over there in Israel pray, they don't be praying to forgive everybody. They be praying to destroy their damn enemies.
Well, my prayer is, so shall he have Trayvon's same seat, and so it shall be 10 times 10, my brother. And I also know that we are out here working hard, and I just wanted to let you know that you should be seeing some things like that coming out of Newark. I mean, just phenomenal. We should be back out there tomorrow. We'll be back out there tomorrow at 5:30 in Jersey City. Reverend Daughtry is going to be holding a rally out of the House of the Lord Church in Jersey City at 7 o'clock. So
y'all stay moving and mobilizing, and every Uncle Tom that tells y'all to be peaceful and don't and all of that, you shout them down. Other than that, do whatever God tells you to do. Do what God puts in your heart and make it. And if they mad, keep them mad out there. They need to be mad. It's therapeutic. All right?
That's what I'm talking about, brother. And you have a good
love
evening.
You, sister. Black Power will look. On the 19th, we'll be at the Harlem Office Building, Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building at 12 noon on the 19th this Friday. And that'll be a news conference for the Million Youth March this Friday at Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building. Hopefully it'll be bail release celebration on bail for King Samir Shabazz.
And then we have a
fundraiser that night at the National Black Theater for Young Brother Hannibal. That's Friday the 19th. There's a fundraiser so we can help Hannibal get out. Hopefully Friday we'll be celebrating getting Samir out. And we'll all be at the 8th Adam Clayton Powell Building getting the word out about September 7th and about continued justice about this case for Trayvon. So that's where we are. If you can make it, any of them or anybody in the audience, we appreciate it.
Well, Black Power, brother.
All right, Black Power, much love to you.
You too as well.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much for that call. And thank you, caller. Next call here, your area code is 678-754-678.
Sean, give me 5 minutes. I'm going to come right back. You take the next question. I'll take the one after that. And then I'm going to go.
Got you, sir. All right, 678-754, you're on live with Black Power Radio. We're talking to Attorney Malik Shabazz, myself, Sean Saddam Kweli. Give us your question, your comment, Black Power.
Come among y'all work, you know?
Ray, what's your question?
Quarter to 12.
All right, we have to move forward. Next caller, area code 504-432-504-432. You're on live with Black Power Radio. You've been listening to Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, National Chairman. We're on Black Power Radio. Give us your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. Look, y'all doing a good job. Now, I just want to make a statement. When I had a feeling that George Zimmerman was going to be found not guilty. Now this is a question that I want to say to Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. How come it is when stuff like this happens, that's when many of our people want to get involved, but then 365 days out of the year, we don't get involved in nothing else until something happens. That's when we get involved instead of just doing this work 24/7.
Is that your question, my brother?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, Attorney Shabazz, give him a few minutes.
we can talk about it. You want to know how come it takes situations like this for our people to get involved?
Yes, because I know that instead of us, because a lot of our people don't understand is the laws is not, it doesn't benefit people, I mean, black people. It doesn't. If you read and study the law, and matter of fact, I just found out today one of the laws right here in Louisiana, they have that, what they call it, let's say me and you get into it, I start the fight. But then you wind up beating me up, and then I can grab the gun and shoot you, and I'd be found not guilty. Now, what is that law?
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, sir, for Louisiana.
Well, anyway, I'm saying the same law that they have in Florida, that's the same law that's here right in Louisiana.
Oh, stand your ground?
Yeah, stand your ground. We have that same law right here.
I just found out
today. Yeah.
What? To go right into that question, the reason why it takes most of our people situations like a Trayvon Martin tragedy or Sean Bell tragedy or Jones
or even Jasper, Texas, yes,
right, is because racism in today's time has become institutionalized, and it's not as overt; it's more covert. It's not as overt as it was during the times of your grandparents or some of our predecessors. And so a lot of the generations that are coming up now have been disconnected to the struggle, and they don't see how the institutionalized racism or the covert racism is just a continuation of the same old, just in a dressed-up way. And so incidences like this, although unfortunate and tragic, sometimes God allows these incidents to happen to wake our people up and to shake our people up and to give us that shock, like that patient who's on the operating table who's near death, you know, or may have passed. You have to give them a shock to get the heart pumping again and get the vitals working again. It's the same thing with our people and with this movement that we can fall asleep. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can fall asleep. And so these reminders wake us up and they shake us up and it does good. So it's perfect. It's a perfect time to organize, and it's a perfect time to remind your people that the nature of this beast has not changed. The struggle continues.
I'm right. I'm back, Black.
All right. Yes, sir.
I'm back.
His question was, Brother Chairman.
That was a good answer.
Why
got that. Yeah, you had a great answer to that question.
All right. Cool. All right,
great.
Thank you so much.
Let me say to everybody. Hold one sec. I got a call. I mean, I can't stay on too long. I got calls coming in.
Yes, sir.
But what I want to say is I want to thank everybody in front of everybody, Minister Shaw Kwali and Minister Hashim and Zinga, and all of those that are carrying out proper instructions in this hour. This can be a very, these are not normal times. These are times of, like, national emergency. And when you're in a time of national emergency, you almost have to have a situation of martial law where you have to have complete constructive cooperation from the officials and the staff you're working with. That's what makes, that's the mark of a good organization. And so I want to thank Minister Sean Kwali, Minister Hashim and Zinga. I want to thank Brother Shahid in New York. I want to thank Brother Mike in New York. Now, I want to thank the other, Sister Crystal Muhammad in Texas, Brother DK, and others who are around the country, Sister Amira, and others around the country who are carrying out the program without stressing out the leadership, which is very important in this hour. And usually in critical times like this, when leadership has to function under emergency situations, you can tell the agents and those that are either the agents or mentally unstable in any of your organizations or operation, because when a crisis breaks out and you go into emergency preparedness mode, and then you really start to see strange things happening, people act real strange at those times. This is when you should take your notes to see how people function and perform, and you can tell who they really are at this critical time. we're in a time of national emergency and crisis, and we need 100% cooperation. Whoever's going against that for any reason, whoever's saying anything against that for any reason, you have to question where the hell they're coming from, or either out of their goddamn mind. Now let's go to the next question.
All right, this next caller, you're calling from a private number, your line is open. You're talking to Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Black Power Radio. Go ahead with your question.
I didn't think my number was private. I called in non-profit, as well, justice. Here's the thing, though, like, what party doing to get our brothers and sisters back armed again, like, specifically stuff like that, because I say...
To get them what? Anybody,
to get their permit, their carry, and hopefully their concealed permits also for when we are attacked. You know what I'm saying? Because if we know this situation happens. This is on an unarmed teenager that he saw in the room behind him. You know what I'm saying? After following him, it's like we have to protect our. What are we doing to protect our? It's like I think that information should be getting out there. The lay person does not know how to get the illegal carry and concealed permit. And like I think that information should be disseminated within our community. Because
let me answer your question. I would say this is an area where we need your help, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. Right now, the ideology and the policy of the Panther Party is that we should be legally armed in the best ways we can. And that includes any and all kind of licenses, whether they're bounty hunter licenses, security licenses, state permits, all of that. We try to max out under the Second Amendment, because you better be damn sure the white man is maxing out and going beyond his Second Amendment. So we at least got to achieve our maximum level of rights under the Second Amendment. His problem is right now is I need some men to really help me in that department. You know, it's like what we're trying to do, Million You March, Millions for Trayvon, September 7th, fight off the attacks of the enemy and handle all the duties I have as a chairman and an attorney. Minister Sean, our hands are full. We need brothers that are really committed like that. Sean going to give out his number. You get with him. Once we clear who you are, and we need to work and beef ourselves up in that area. We have some men who carry like that. But my mindset is that it should be available to the whole organization, along with background checks and clearances. But we should be able to give advice to the whole black nation in the community on self-defense, even if they ain't in the party. The whole black nation and community need to know their complete set of rights. For self-defense, they need to be gun trained. We need to have all of that in our community if we're going to survive. And so we need people to work in that department. So, Minister Sean, you give out the number. I know you agents are going to be calling too, but those of you who are sincere, you call also. We'll figure it out. Go ahead, Minister Sean.
Got enough of the agents calling. Let's get some real supporters. My number to call here is Eric Cole, 502-758-7785. Again, that's 502-758-7785. Join the New Black Panther Party and support this bold leadership.
All right. And so that's what we need. I'm here to tell that brothers and sisters on this phone line who are hurt by these events, I'm here to tell you that you got to organize. And instead of just randomly organize, come help us. We are not perfect. But we got a good head start. You may be the missing link. For those of you who criticize us, you may be the missing link to help us solve some of our problems. We got good name recognition, good leadership. We're doing the best we can, outnumbered and outmanned here in the hills of North America. You know we outnumbered and outmanned by our enemy and our enemies. But we are for you. We are sincerely for you. Some of you sisters can really help us. Some of y'all can help us from the computers. Some of y'all can help us with funds, finances. We need you to join on because really we all we got. With the George Zimmerman getting away, you need the New Black Panther Party like you need running water. I also need other attorneys and other legal-minded people to join me in Black Lawyers for Justice.
investigators, lawsuits, and others that want to help inform people of their legal rights and to really try to fight back in this injustice system, please, you can email me at ShabazzLawOffice@yahoo.com. ShabazzLawOffice@yahoo.com. Go right ahead.
Okay, Carl, thank you so much for that. Next caller, you're calling from a private number, another private number. You're on live with Dr. Tony Malik from Shabazz and Black Power Radio. Go right ahead with your question. Call from a private number. Your line is open. Question or comment? All right, moving right along here. Next caller, caller set to win. Set to 101. Your mic is open. You're on live. Black Power Radio. Your question or comment?
Black Power, brother. How you doing? This is Chef Rob in Chicago.
Hey, Black Power. We're fine. Right here.
Hey, I got a. I did that brother recently, a little while ago, said, why don't black people get involved? I think the biggest problem that black folks have across the planet is that we're bombarded by fantasy and materialism. I mean, black folks need to stop buying those things, those material things, because those things are going ahead and ruining you and distorting what's really happening out here. Stop going ahead and taking fantasy and making it reality, because it's another thing that's going ahead and crushing you. It's way past time to go ahead and create your own industry, buy your own shit, get involved in the farming agriculture. Everything comes off the ground, and stop looking towards somebody else to help you. Ain't nobody gonna help you. It's easy to go ahead and use that as an excuse. Well, I was watching TV or well that old crap, but that didn't help you. Another thing that needs to be done is we need our own banking system. You need to look into it, go ahead and get in your own banking system, and it's easy to start a credit union. Without that money, we ain't going nowhere. That's my bit for the moment. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right. You there?
I'm here.
All right. My dear brother, you speak very coherently and importantly to what we're driving for and striving for, which is self-determination. As best we can in America, self-determination and the building of a nation of our own and self-sufficiency, which is key. To be honest, while we're in America, we're going to take a certain amount of casualties every year from what we call the white man. We got to be realistic. There's a certain amount of police killers. Police going to kill a certain amount of black people per year. And racists like George Zimmerman is going to kill a certain amount of us every year, the Klan and the Nazis and all of these other fools out here. And so, but while we're here, we could cut down on casualties. The total number of casualties can be cut with a national truce and the stopping of all black and blue violence and killing of one another. We want everybody right now in the audience to say that I pledge to embrace the national truce so we can cut the total number of casualties in America. And then, at the same time, my brother, we're all about establishing our own clothing company here and supporting other black businesses. We got Panther Wear, Inc. Young brother Mike is on the job fighting hard in New York for the Million Youth March, and our young Panther Wear president. At the Million Youth March, there's going to be an awesome new line of Panther Wear that will be out to show that we believe in building our own clothing companies and our own economy. And so, all of that, my dear brother, we must become self-sufficient, build a defense base. We must develop and defend, develop an economic base, our own educational system, support black, buy black, love each other, and do all of the self-determination we can inside of America while hooking up with our brothers overseas in Africa for long-term objectives. But we must also build a defense base, because defense and development now go hand in hand. Whatever we build, we got to defend against it, because a beast like Zimmerman will come and attack what we develop if we don't develop self-defense. And so we want to work with you, my dear brother. What's that number again, Brother Sean? Link up with us, and let's try to put your economic plans and put some of your plans into practice.
I have started a foundation working on just that thing. I've been trying to go ahead and connect with a lot of black farmers. I really feel that, hey, look, if we're going to be building a clothing line, we should go ahead and deal with the raw materials, feel dealing with going to picking cotton if you need to, developing your own inks and other every any other aspects of that industry. It can create a whole lot of jobs and put a lot of brothers to work. If a lot of us ain't going ahead and figure out ways to feed ourselves and go ahead and keep a roof over our heads, we're going to go ahead and take to the streets and do whatever.
Okay, can you email me at ShabazzLawOffice@yahoo.com? I mean, y'all give out a number too, but email me at ShabazzLawOffice@yahoo.com because certainly we want to talk about nation building and we want to talk about your ideas. Send me your proposal. We're putting together the platform for the Million Youth March, Millions for Trayvon Day, and we want to look at your information so we can be perhaps a part of our platform.
I have
This is Chief Chef Rob. You know who this is? Chef Rob.
How you doing? That's right, brother. That's me.
Hey,
you met me.
Hey, brother Chairman, we met this brother in Chicago a few years back on Service Day. It's Chef Rob. He's
going to
start for us.
Look, man, let me let you know something. See, I had to go ahead and kind of pull back. My mom got really sick most recently. She passed away. So I had to go ahead and handle some affairs and some stuff for my mom. And I was trying to be there every day, you know, try to go ahead and work with that situation. It was a rough thing. My mom died of cancer. So I just getting myself back together and getting back out here.
Rob, but we appreciate you, man. Just keep pushing the truth, man. And just remember, tell everybody to go to MillionYouthMarch2013.com. MillionYouthMarch2013.com and NewBlackPanther.org. And that's where all of the great visionary and ideas are coming across these days. That's the site for the hope and resurrection of black people.
Brother Sean, what's that number again you put out? Because I still got it, but I don't think that one is working.
Yeah, it's a new number. It's 502-758-7785. 502-758-7785. Give me a call, bro.
Okay, peace.
All right, peace. All right,
let's take another call.
All right, next caller here, your area code is 562-607. 562-607. You're on live with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. This is Black Power Radio. You have a question, comment, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Sister Mahogany. I just letting you know that I'm still pushing the program down here, even though it's at a standstill still for a short time. I'm still pushing. I've left messages for 25 different churches. No one's called me back, but we're going to get to August 3rd.
Where you at? What city are you at, first of all? Where you at? Where you
in
calling
Miami?
From?
In Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Let me ask you this. What's the black population of Miami?
I would say by looking at it, I would say about 60%. 60%.
60% of Miami black?
No, I would say 60% is Latino. I would say maybe a good 20-25% is black. I would say like 60%. And another percent is Haitian, but they're in North Miami. And that's why I'm trying to get a secure venue for our event on August 3rd, probably at a Haitian Cultural Center. If that's no problem with you, Brother Malik.
Black demographics say 1 million people.
Hello?
1 million people, the seventh largest black population of any metropolitan area in the nation.
Am I back now? What was the facts
on
that?
Yes, sir.
What was black?
Yeah. It's the seventh largest black population of any metropolitan area in the nation. So it has a black population of over 1 million people. 20%.
Whatever percentage, okay, that's good then. Whatever percentage black Miami is, that's a strong number, 1 million. And so that means you got a good base to work on, Mahogany. And so, we have to get rolling right away. We'll talk offline, okay? We'll talk offline. We don't want to talk too much online about Miami. All I can say is right now is the time. Seize the time right now. Right now, them 1 million blacks in Miami 9 is on Trayvon. So wherever they at in the streets or need to be out there in the streets exercising their First Amendment rights to assemble and disagree, then that's
where you should be. It's right out there right now. That's really for everybody across the country. Right out there right now. Avail yourself of your First Amendment rights. Avail yourself of your rights to assemble and take to the streets. Whose streets? Our streets. The best training is right out there right now. Get your bullhorns. Get whatever you need. Get whatever you need. Make your move. All right? That's
yes,
my
sir.
Advice to you. That's my legal advice to everybody out there, all over America. Mm-hmm. If you disagree with it, stand up and say it. And don't let them tell you to sit down and be quiet. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, love you. We'll talk.
Okay, Black Power.
All right. Black Power, next caller, area code 567-288. 567-288, you're on live with Black Power Radio. Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, give us your question or what's your comment. Black Power. Area code 567-288, you're on live. Your question, please.
We're going right now.
All right, moving right along. Area code 904613, question or comment.
Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Sean. Just want to make sure they get that number to call us right in Jacksonville, 904-613-0729. We're going to be on the streets every night. We're also going to be down at the courthouse for the 100 court protest tomorrow. That starts at 10 o'clock. We're putting it out right here in Jacksonville. And on Saturday, Dr. Malik, we're rolling in Jacksonville at noontime, Sanford at 4:30. Jacksonville at noon and Sanford at 4:30. 604-613-0729. It's time to mobilize. It's time to mobilize, black man.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you so much. Let me thank him again, Brother James Muhammad, because he makes our load lighter and makes my load lighter, and I'm looking forward to coming to Florida very soon. I finally get to come. For all kind of strange reasons, I would never get to come, but I'm really happy now to finally be able in a position to come to Florida. Because it's a critical time there, and I thank y'all for taking up the challenge and taking the stress off us. You know, there's a lot of stress on us and me in this hour to produce and perform under stress. You know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of people getting locked up in jail, not just no one person. A lot of people getting locked up in jail, some of it for party reasons, some of it for some stuff that ain't got nothing to do with no new Black Panther Party. Yet they are men in our jail, and it still weighs on us when they're in jail, but it just adds to the problem is what I'm saying. That's a lot of stress on this operation. Under attack by the enemy, at the same time trying to build our major project so we can finally build this damn movement. I'm talking about the Million Youth March and everything else we're doing and working around the world. So we appreciate a black man like you and others that are getting up and doing what they're supposed to do in this hour and not bitching and moaning and whining like some faggots out there who are in this goddamn listening audience, bitching and moaning and whining. We need real men in this hour to stand up strong in this goddamn hour. So I thank you so much, my dear brother. You keep
Dr.
on going
Malik,
strong.
Dr. Malik, I hope brothers and sisters don't take this lightly because if you go back and you look at all what CNN showed and Fox News showed, I'm telling you, it was a new Black Panther Party. And those who stood there who said, and it became the chant, and that went across the country. And I got home in the email, it said, national protest, national protest. So this is your day, black man. Don't sit down. Don't sit
down.
Build
an army down there. We need to build an army in Florida for self-defense. Zimmerman's down there, and he's dealing with his self-defense, and the black man and woman in Florida need to right away raise up a well-trained army for self-defense, and we need to be teaching stand your ground and self-defense all over Florida. This is a great time to unite the black man of Florida. Brother, I really want to come there and really do a message to the black man of Florida. I mean, I want to talk to all Florida, but I really got to do something also there called Message to the Black Man of Florida, who is in the mouth of a real alligator. But he's a strong, blue-black, jet-black man of Florida. So we'll talk offline. We got to execute some plans quick, fast, in a hurry. Florida is a chosen state in this hour. You may be in pain, but there's a divine reason why Florida is chosen. We got to run, but we talk black. We love you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother James, once again. Take next call there, area code 323-289. 323-289. You're on live with Dr. Anthony Malik Zulu Shabazz and Black Power Radio. Give us your question or comment, Black Power. Yeah, 323-289. Your mic is open. You had a question or comment for Dr. Anthony Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Power to the people of the General Taco out of L.A. with the Black Ride of New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Can y'all hear me?
There he is.
Power to the people. Yes, sir.
Yeah, power to the people. My voice gone. You know, we've been in the streets out here smashing in L.A. We left the march yesterday that you seen on CNN. You know, out here it got vicious. You had some people go on the freeway. You had some people shut down the 405, the 10. We out here smashing. That's where my voice gone. We had all kind of confrontations with the P's, and we let them know that we will retaliate for this type of shit that y'all think y'all pushing on our people. We ain't playing no games. We're going to develop our constitutional right to bear on and defend ourselves against these demons like Zimmer. We out here in L.A. representing across the country, and we're going to let the P's know. We're going to let the fascists know. We're going to let them know that no matter if you bring up federal charges, goddammit, that ain't going to never be good enough for all the shit you done did our people for thousands and thousands of years. You will die. Power to the people.
All power to the people. You heard it right here on Black Power Radio. That's General Taco, who is on the front lines right out there right now in Los Angeles, California. And so y'all see what time it is right now. Again, resist to exist in this hour. The Black Riders, resist to exist. And so, Taco, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Tell us where the moves are in L.A. here for the rest of the week.
Well, right now, we out here in the Murray Park. We're trying to push it line. We developed a march yesterday between different groups. We marched up and down Crenshaw. We're trying to get everybody mobilized to go out there to the Million Youth March to represent and let this pig Zimmerman know, there's got to be pig Zimmerman, that no matter where you go on the planet, you will be dealt with.
I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yes, sir. Hit me up, sir. We ain't going to talk too much on the line. But everybody out there, ride.
See you in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's time to do this because, you know, no matter how tired we get when our people don't pay attention, it's the time is now. It takes a while for our people to wake up after the brainwashing that we were put through in slavery. That's why it takes an issue to bring this up. Now we must mobilize and educate our people to the true history. There has been 1,000 Zimmermans, and there has been 1,000 Trayvon Martins. Now that is in our face, it's ripped the face of neocolonialism. The invisibility of the oppression has been exposed. Now it's time for us to pick up the gun and let the enemy know it's cracker, revolution in the new millennium. I got a question for you, Malik Zulu Shabazz. So on a legal basis, what I want to know is, like, on what grounds do you think that the NAACP and all these other dudes that are pushing nonviolence, on what grounds do you think they can develop some type of civil rights lawsuit that they feel is going to deal with the problem? Because I just don't understand how these idiots been around for so long, but ain't did shit but suck dick on the whiteboard. I just want to know, Malik.
Well, you know, it's the same pattern, brother. They trying to do the best they can because they believe that America, they really believe in what Dr. King said, that this country could get right. And it's like being in love with a heartless lover. It's like being in love with a husband that's constantly beating you and beating you and mistreating you, and you hoping that he'll do right, and they won't do right. And so they know us. And so a civil rights petition to the Justice Department, or trying to bring Zimmerman up on federal civil rights charges, as the government is already indicating, is not likely to happen. And that's pretty much their last hope, that the justice system could deliver justice for Trayvon. Now, the NAACP and all of them, even though we disagree with their positions, they are as hurt by this as we are. They are as hurt by this as we are. And from their perspective, they're doing the best they can. But now, Brother Taco, Black Riders, and New Black Panther Party, and all of us, it's time to give an alternative. It's time now that even those in civil rights and everybody reconsider this whole situation of us as ex-slaves in America. And what are we going to do? And we have to present a strong and capable alternative. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The NAACP, you know, I'm just right now, I'm not in really the mood. Yeah, I picked at some of their leaders. But, you know, really, overall, I'm not going to go against the NAACP member, the SGLC member. We all one black family. But now, Taco, it's your time. It's my time. It's our time. It's Fred Hampton Jr. time. It's the others that are out there that are trying to fight. Malik El-Ghani time or whatever, Najee Muhammad time. It's a new time for some nationalists and Pan-Africanists to show an alternative way out of this crap that we're dealing with, man, because I know you even get tired of this, always out here goddamn and demonstrating against this cracker killing us. You know?
Yes, sir.
We got to get out of here, man. We got to really make a way to get the hell out of here, even if it's just by bits and pieces. We got to get our own territory, our own turf, so we really can fight for something. So I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, Malik. So
In
dealing with the political prisoners, because it's slightly off Trayvon Martin, what do you think about the idea, because we're pushing hard for the political prisoners right now, what do you think about the idea of getting dual citizenship for the political prisoners if we get them free and telling the system that if you don't want them in the country, when they get free, let's take them to people in Zimbabwe. Let's go to Mugambe and ask them, can they get dual citizenship and be let out the dungeons of America, the gulags of America, and be sent home to our motherland so they can walk around free if this goddamn racist U.S. government thinks they're a threat. Let them go back home. Let them go back to the motherland. What you think about that, Malik?
I say that, first of all, that's a great idea. And, you know, in the early 90s and the late 80s, Minister Farrakhan would always advocate for the letting of the brothers and sisters who had jail time out to allow them to be sent to Africa to help rebuild Africa. And your answer is similar to that, brother. I agree with that 100%. But, you know, like between Palestinians and the Israelis or other nations that are at war, prisoners are exchanged at times due to negotiations between them nations. And usually the nation that's holding the prisoner, they give a prisoner up like that for exchange.
Yes, sir.
He usually gives it up when he's under duress or under pressure. He has to do it. Because, you know, the white man, he ain't giving up no political prisoner just because it sounds like a nice idea.
Yes, sir.
And so what I say is this, my dear brother, your idea could reach a possibility where political prisoners could get dual citizenship released to Africa, but it's going to have to be under some duress and pressure from us to force them in that position, you know. And that, you know, circumstances are just going in our direction. That's all I can tell you, you know. When people are seeing clear injustices like this go in front of their face, that means the tide is swinging in our direction. We didn't want it to swing in our direction in a way like this, but it's coming in our direction, brother. Your teaching, my teaching, our teaching is going to get a better ear, a better play right now amongst the masses. And so more of this is going to happen. There's going to be more killings and more shootings of black people, and it's going to be some in reverse. And it's going to be some stuff going down in this time. We are living in a historical time. I love you, man, and I'll see you shortly, all right?
Yes, sir. Waste level all day, every day. Black power.
We on. We got to get you back on, too. Hey, we got to get you back on, too. We should, he should come back and give another report on Wednesday night, so I'll make some room for him.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, come on back on Wednesday night for about 10, 15 minutes, okay?
Yes, sir. Black power.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power. All right, next caller here, area code 214-442. 214-442, you're on live. Black Power Radio, our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give us your question. 214-442, your mic's open. Go ahead with your question.
Hello?
All right, dude. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say, man, I think it's a crying shame that the justice system has failed a black man all its life.
And I think we as a black people, as the brother said, if we can't go back to Africa, then maybe we need to call out our own Africa right over here in this United States. We need to stop running around and dealing with these people. They don't want to be with us. So why are we forcing our way on them and keep talking about eventually that they want to be with us and we'll all get along? It ain't going to never be get along. So what we need to do is get somewhere else and stop running with them.
Man, brother, right now we need to think black, be black, buy black, educate black, defend black, love black, everything goddamn black, every day, all day. And think as an independent, and think as an independent, separate, and sovereign nation every way. That has to be our first thinking to make our way out of this modern Rome that we're in right now.
Well, that's a good thing, brother. And I'm Brother Rick Hicks. I've been with Brother Hakeem. We had a march today here in Dallas, Texas, for Trayvon Martin, and we're going to keep it up, man, because it ain't going to stop. We need to stop the train, and like I tell the brothers here, stop buying rims and buy some guns and watch the law change then.
What you say, black man?
I said, as I tell the guys here in Dallas, Texas, stop buying rims for your car and start buying guns, and you'll see a law change then.
Stop buying rims and stop buying guns. That is agreement in this hour. Arm yourself or harm yourself is the teaching in this hour, you know. And, you know, and it's just so clear, man. I mean, if America's so much for self-defense, well, this man Zimmerman can get off of shooting that unarmed boy like that, then everybody needs to be down on some self-defense and get them a gun. You know, if America believes in Zimmerman so much, then our only cry in this hour needs to be arm yourself or harm yourself. It has to be responsible. You should be well-trained and very educated. A weapon is nothing to play with. But clearly, we need to be arm yourself or harm yourself and stop the killing amongst black people. That should be the code. Stop the killing amongst black people and arm yourself or harm yourself is the defense and security policy of the nation. We just need to get about raising up this army, you know. I mean, as sad as it is, we're going to lose a certain amount from the white man's hands anyway every year. Let's go to the next question. Brother, join with us is what I'm telling you also. Hey, are you there from Dallas, Texas? Brother, join with us, man. Everybody in the audience, man, y'all go to newblackpanther.com, fill out the application. Y'all go there and fill out the application.
Well, I will, brother. Like I said, I'm in Dallas with Brother Hakeem from the Dallas New Black Panther organization. So we are trying to get it organized because whether you believe it or not, brother, there's going to be a revolution. So you may as well get in line and do your part because if you don't, you're going to just die in vain.
Ain't no doubt about that. No doubt about that. My brother, we appreciate you organizing down there with us, Supreme Captain, Brother Hakeem Muhammad, and keep up the good work, Dallas.
We thank you, brother. We thank you.
All right. Black power. And we'll take another call here. Eric Cole, 857-312. You're on live with Black Power Radio, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the new Black Panther Party. Give us your question, your comment. Black power.
Peace, peace, well, justice again. Hey, yo, all we're going to sit there and say, like, I mean, as far as taking this paperwork goes, I mean, we need to do things like form CDCs, that's community development, do things like cooperatives, whereas we can do our own gated communities because that's where this stuff type happens. If we have our own gated community, if we have our own security force, we ain't got to worry about somebody coming around there on our children. So it's like all this paperwork, as far as, like, you know, seeing collective work, we need to do is get this stuff on paper and get it all legal. Therefore, it can be no discrepancies, like, oh, because in those gated communities anyway, the way they do it is, if you ain't part of the program, we don't agree with you, you can be voted out. Matter of fact, you don't even have to, you can't even get in unless we approve of you. And what we need to do is start building that ourselves. I mean, we work collectively already. We just work collectively for other people. I mean, it's like, it's in this paperwork as far as like 501c3s,
whereas we can sit there and keep it going as far as black-owned businesses. We can have that be their tax write-off, you know what I'm saying, by providing services. We can do all this stuff within ourselves and don't even need nobody else. I mean, we got to rely on self. When we grab our own land, I mean, you're able to sit there and grab more land if you have the right paperwork. And as far as using indigenous status and sovereign status, you can do that too. I mean, learning the laws on by adverse possession, meaning if there's abandoned property, take over it, use it, and maintain it, and then it will be yours, literally. You know what I'm saying? It's been happening, and they can get mad at it all they want to. I mean, sit there and talk about we don't have the money to buy land. Well, listen, right, it's there. You can take over it and by law, especially like I learned in Louisiana, you take over it. They done abandoned it. Sit there, you do the work on it. They come back talking about some, hey, what are you doing here? You can charge them for your work. So there you go. I mean, you got to learn these laws and put it down. Like I'm saying, Mahogany, you know what I'm saying, that's the thing right there. That's my contact person. Who I build with the most. And it's like we built on this right now. Matter of fact, down there in Florida, they selling land for real cheap. So if you really want to take over something, you start taking over their shit real quick. You got different laws for homeowners, for landowners. I mean, there's only two types of property in this world, personal and real. They call it real because land is the only thing that they really respect. If you hold the land, you hold the power, and they know that. They want to make sure that you stay occupied with other things rather than grabbing what's yours. I mean, that's the end of my tirade. That's what it is, though. I mean, and get these gangs organized better to start patrolling our area and making sure that nobody can do harm to our children. That's it.
All right, sir. Brother Sherman, you back with us?
We, like I said, we can form our own security company.
I'm back with you.
All right.
Yeah. All right, good ideas. Brother, what I'm going to do, Minister Sean, is turn it over to you. I'm going to just turn it over to you back, man, and tell everybody in the radio listening audience that we're still in a national state of emergency and that you have to adhere to the instructions of Minister Hashim Nzinga, Minister Sean Kwali, and Minister Akbar, that they are the central command of the organization in this hour, and Brother DK, and adhere to their instructions and be on the lookout for traps by the enemy and tricks by the enemy, but at the same time, keep up the fight and stay in the streets and keep up the resistance, exercise your First Amendment rights and your admonishments and teachings given to you even in the Declaration of Independence, which teaches you in there about a government, when a government becomes tyrannical after a long train of usurpations, and there's none longer than what we've suffered. Clearly, it gives us, the Declaration of Independence gives us more right to resist, to rebel, to replace this government. Talking about the Declaration of Independence gives us this right, gives us more right than the American had against the British, because we're treated worse by America than the British treated them. And so it's written right there in the Declaration of Independence. We're going to go back into that on next Monday night. As for right now, follow our tweets. Follow our websites, follow our Facebook, but most of all, follow your God. The NSA, the NSA, and the FBI, and all y'all on this line, we do not control revolution. The revolution is controlled by God. All of these people that are out there that are rising up, they're taking their orders direct from God. This is well beyond our control, sir. Okay, so you're getting so excited about us, but it's all your fault. You have set this up for yourself. You have made these people mad. It is not the new Black Panther Party. We are just not firemen and we're not policemen, and we're not firemen and we're not policemen. Sorry about that. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power. Got to go.
All right, welcome, Salam, Black Power. Thank you, Brother Chairman. And brothers and sisters, again, to support the leadership and to support
the moves of Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, make sure you call or text 502-758-7785. Leave me a direct email at mbpphq@yahoo.com to join the organization to build the movement of the New Black Panther Party and to support the leadership of our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who we thank so, so much. We want to take another call here, area code 567-288. You're on live with Black Power Radio. I'm your host. Please give us your question or your comment, Black Power. 587-288. Your mic is open. You had a question or comment. Good to see listening. All right, 567. You're on live with Black Power Radio, talking about the insanity of the George Zimmerman verdict. Go ahead with your question or comment, Black Power.
Yeah, this is Sister Mahogany again. I just had I was caught off guard with the numbers of how many black people are in Miami, so I really, it threw me off to say what I really wanted to say was that ever since the verdict that I have seen so many of our people as black people started being united here in Miami and across and abroad. And when I first got back down here in Miami, I was trying to get comrades for the Black Riders Liberation Movement. And no one could, everybody was scared. No one didn't even want to talk to me. But now since the verdict, I put my uniform on and I walk around, people following me like I'm the Pied Piper. People asking me, wanting to join, how can I contact you? So I'm picking up comrades left and right. And it's sad that something like this had to happen in order for the people to wake up and get revolutionized. But that's what I wanted to say.
Well, that's sometimes, my sister, that's what it takes, though. As I said earlier, and as our master chairman was saying earlier, sometimes that's the shock of the hour. That's the shock that it takes for the body to get moving and get going. So it is sad because we're conscious and we look at it on a day-to-day basis. But for the average black man or black woman, it's a good shock, and we just got to seize the time and organize on it. We got to seize the time and organize on it and organize our people towards success while the momentum's there and while the energy's there to move.
Yes, it's definitely nation time. It's nation time now. No kidding, no playing around. It's time to move.
Nation time. What time is it? Nation time. That's right. Thank you so much, Sister Mahogany.
You're welcome, Brother Sean. Black Power.
All right. Black Power. You. Black Power. Next call here, the area code 214-672. 214-672. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Your host, Sean Saddam Kwali, representing to you, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give us your question or your comment, please, Black Power.
Hey, Brother Sean Saddam Kwali, Black Power, sir.
Hey, Black Power. Black Power, sir.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Supreme Captain Sheikh Hakeem Abdul Muhammad, Supreme Captain / Deputy National MOD of the New Black Panther Party, sir. We just finished doing a march and rally for Trayvon Martin at 2700 Sunnyvale and Marjorie over here in sunny Oak Cliff, where we said we separate the rap from the rip here in a drug-infested neighborhood. Well, last year we pulled three rallies, and this is one of the places that we picked. You just heard from Brother Rick. Brother Rick came in with the Hidden Color videos, and we hit the neighborhood out there. Dr. Moore allowed us to come into Calvary Phillips Church. Matter of fact, there was a sister that came in from outside of Dallas. She traveled with a carload of sisters, and they came in and caught us coming back in from the rally where we had an escort. And the sister is forwarding you footage from the march from Dallas, Texas today. We'll be going over to the Pan-African Connection, I believe, tomorrow. We also, since we have now, as the national chairman, asked us to do to come together and to unite at the same time in Fort Worth is our mothering city. We had the Doc Bookstore to pull a rally for Trayvon Martin. On Saturday, we're looking for a place large enough for everybody to meet, the mega churches here. The mega churches are the churches that rake in more money than the government do. And on Monday morning, the bank is full of money that comes from the mega churches. They're going to come in and go into the federal building
on Saturday, I believe, and we're having another mass rally and protest. So we'll be looking forward to that. Hey, it's not easy being greasy, my nigga. Being out here, I'm sitting on the side of the road, and I'm just trying to catch a little air, because where there's no justice, no peace, we're doing what we have to do, no more and no less. Brother Sean Saddam Kweli, it's been a blessing as well as a privilege. And I was telling everybody that Dallas is the headquarters for the new Black Panther Party, and that we started this over 23 years ago with Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, the Black Power General, where they were burning churches in Greenville, Texas, where they have a sign that says, "No niggas out of town by sundown. All niggas are out of town by sundown and don't come out at night." And then we went on to James Burton, Jasper, Texas, and we let them know that we love the people and we're here and we feel their pain and we know what they're going through, and that would be nothing to be swept up under the dirt now where there's no justice, no peace in the court system. We're seeking after the substance of learning. I was telling him about Brother David Walker, who wrote 3 appeals to the government, who said that he would rather crawl through mud and mirror to the feet of a land man than the rain to remain in the wretched condition that we're in. Today we understand that here in the Daily South that prejudice and racism is alive and doing well, and it is the order of the day. But the most important thing is not for us to get excited. By us listening to you, our national spokesman, Brother Sean Saddam Kweli, you have given us real on our national chairman, the Honorable Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's not shooting late, but he's shooting straight. And he's not shooting from the hip, he's shooting with the lip. So we got that, done that, been that, and done that. If we won't get it missed from school, no, we get it twisted. We out here doing what we do, no more and no less, Brother Sean Kweli. We pray to Almighty God a lot that you continue being strong, Black man, because it's brothers like you who are out there. When we can't get to the people, you are. So the program is definitely 101%, and we thank Almighty Allah that we're going through the Ramadan at this time, the sun is setting, and we're going to do what we have to do, no more and no less. I leave you the way I come with Black Power yesterday, Black Power today, and Black Power tomorrow. That Dr. Collins, the Black Power General, said, "The white man is a goddamn devil. Stand up that bitch, that stand up on that. I'm about to die out of here." Black Power, sir.
Black Power, my brother, and Black Power. Appreciate your spirit, appreciate your strength, appreciate your fire, Black man. Black Power, keep organizing out there in them streets, my brother. Next call here, Eric Cole, 215-982, you're on live with Black Power Radio. I'm your host talking about the insanity of the George Zimmerman verdict. Give us your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, national spokesman. I shout a Black Power out to all of the new Black Panther Party, especially our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, but all of the new Black Panther Party for all of the work that we're doing out here in the streets, right? And I'm hearing, you know, what I'm hearing on the show, but I didn't hear the status of King Tamir Shabazz. That's my question, right? And I was wondering how I could get an update.
Yes, sir. Well, the chairman talked about it. I don't know what time he came in. He talked about it a little bit earlier, but to restate it, he's still pushing for Minister King Samir Shabazz and still working to get him home. He said that he'll be home very, very soon. That was his words, very, very, very soon.
Okay. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Okay. So as far as the Trayvon Martin situation, you know, we've been out here in the streets, man, and just you know me, and you know Cracker's just been slipping and falling every now and then here in Philadelphia. You know, they just been look around, they on the ground when I'm around. You know, but what I'm saying is also, you know, they're trying to instill a fear in our people, man. It just seems like to me our people can't just fall for that tactic that they're using. You know, like, don't talk loud while white people are around. Don't tell the truth while white people are around. You know, don't stand up and don't teach your babies, you know, that the white man is the devil. Right? Don't teach your baby that to love himself and be independent, you know, and, like, fear the white man. You know, lower your voice when they come around. Right? Be respectful to them. They're walking all throughout our community, like, you know, like all happy and la la land. It was a time when they wouldn't, when they wasn't there doing that. The gentrification is going on right under our noses. Our babies are being miseducated. The education system, what they're learning in it, is a sham,
And we need to get our own. We need the separation is the only solution, and I hear it. We hear it all the time, right? But the masses of the people need to hear it. Sure, their feelings get hurt when we say it to them, you know, and I mean, I just can't express my passion, you know, enough, because sometimes when I really go there, you know, I'm just not going to go there like that right now, you know. But my brother, man, I love what we're doing, right? I'm supporting what we're doing, you know, under the leadership of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, you know, and I'm saying Black Power, Freedom or Death.
Black Power, Freedom or Death. And, of course, much love to you, Brother Haru, in Philadelphia. And keep up the fire and keep up the good work. And maybe some of our people don't want to hear that separation is the best and only solution, that revolution is the solution. And maybe they don't want to hear that the white man is not just a devil, but the white man is the devil. But those are the actual facts. And as time ticks and time continues, these facts will become more and more present, more and more relevant, and more upfront and in your face as these beasts take off that mask and stop fronting and show their real nature. And you'll see the courts support them. You'll see the police support them. You'll see this entire establishment support that. And so all we got to do, Brother Aru, everybody listening, is just seize the time. To take it back to the old Panther days, just seize the time. We just seize the time and organize on the issues. Our people have come together by nature.
Yes, sir. Black Power, sir. Yeah.
Yes,
and
Black Power.
I'm still listening. Ain't going to keep on doing the work.
All right.
That's
Black Power.
That's right. We receive good teaching.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And so, brothers and sisters, we want to, again, continue to push forward and to push the work, and we want to continue to support the efforts of Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who you know would have been all over this George Zimmerman situation. And so we are fortunate enough to have Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz all over this, and he is an attorney, and he's giving good legal advice, and he's telling you as your attorney, he's telling you legally, based upon legalities and based upon your constitutional right, arm yourself or harm yourself. Tonight he told you, learn self-defense, learn how to disarm somebody who's following you or stalking you, learn how to protect yourself, get physically fit. Instructions to the entire New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, get physically fit. Instructions to the black nation in general, get physically fit. Don't rely so much on guns to where you cannot fight for yourself and square up with somebody one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-one, four-on-one. If the beast is that much of a coward, 10-on-1, all right, with the strength of God and our ancestors. And so we intend to carry those out, and we intend to get stronger, and we intend to get bolder, we intend to get wiser, we intend to get slicker, we intend to get quicker, we intend to organize our people towards self-determination, which is black nationalism. And so do the right thing. Join on with this movement. Join on with this new revolutionary broadcast. Join on with the New Black Panther Party. Again, if you're black in America, that Panther represents you. And so that's newblackpanther.com. That's me and you, March2013.com. Email direct to get your applications and pledge cards at nvpphq@yahoo.com. Sign up today. We'll be pushing forward. Remember, Bun B is coming on this Wednesday. We have some other special surprises for you on Wednesday. Minister Hashim and Zinda, our National Chief of Staff, will be hosting. Make sure you spread the word and tune in right here to blogtalkradio.com/free.